This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, saying it's going to make the world safer. Tuesday, the U.S. Senate passed the foreign aid package after months of congressional gridlock. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on what it means for Ukraine.
A new big package of U.S. military aid will help Ukraine avoid defeat in its war with Russia. Winning will still be a long slog, though. The arms and ammunition in the $61 billion military aid package should enable Ukraine to slow the Russian army's bloody advances. And it will buy Ukraine time for long-term planning about how to take back the fifth of the country now under Russian control. Michael Clark, visiting professor in war studies at King's College London, says ultimately it offers Ukraine the prospect of staying in the war this year. Sometimes in warfare, you've just got to avoid being rolled over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said the country will continue to build military power to protect its sovereignty. That's what the North's KCNA news agency reported Wednesday. Reuters' Devi Rajaram reports.
Kim Yo-jong pointed to the U.S. military's exercises around the Korean Peninsula this year, particularly live fire drills with the, quote, South Korean puppet military gangsters, as making the security situation in the area dangerously unstable. The U.S. and South Korea's annual joint drills this year were held at a greater scale and intensity than the year before, part of a pledge by their leaders to upgrade their military readiness against the North. The South's military says around 100 military aircraft carried out a two-week-long drill this month.
That was Reuters' Devi Rajaram. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken lands in China. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on emergency abortions going before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is considering whether emergency abortions can be performed in states that have enacted abortion bans. 14 states now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with limited exceptions. The Biden administration argues that even in those states, federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies when a patient's life or health is at serious risk. The case being argued today comes from Idaho, which contends that its abortion ban does have exceptions for life-saving procedures, but that allowing it in more medical emergencies would turn hospitals into abortion enclaves. Idaho accuses the Biden administration of misusing a health care law that is meant to ensure patients aren't turned away based on their ability to pay. The high court is expected to rule by the end of June. Donna Warder, Washington.
A few other headlines now. The United States Justice Department says it has agreed to pay almost $139 million to victims of sex abuser Larry Nassar for its bungled investigation into the former USA Gymnastics team doctor. Germany's far-right AfD party scrambles to contain the fallout from Chinese spying allegations, the latest in a slew of scandals to hit the anti-immigration outfit in a key election year. Jeffrey Donaldson, the former leader of Northern Ireland's main pro-UK Unionist Party, appears in court over alleged sex offenses that have rocked the region's politics. And after months of silence, scientists are back in touch with Voyager 1. VOA's Alexa Strope has more.
NASA has finally heard back from Voyager 1 in a way that makes sense. The most distant spacecraft from Earth stopped sending back understandable data last November. Flight controllers in California traced the blank communication to a bad computer chip and rearranged the spacecraft's coding to work around the problem. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California declared success after receiving good engineering updates late last week. The team is still working to restore the science data. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 is more than 24 billion kilometers away in interstellar space. Its twin, Voyager 2, is more than 19 billion kilometers away and still working fine. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Amnesty International says the post-World War II order is on the brink of collapse, threatened by bitter conflict on multiple fronts, as well as the rapid and unregulated rise of artificial intelligence. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.